Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Unbelievers don't worship like that. Because listen, in the first place, unbelievers, they are not in the kingdom of God. They are in the kingdom of the devil. They are in the kingdom of darkness. We are in the kingdom of his dear son called Jesus. So unbelievers, they cannot appreciate kingdom worship. They cannot appreciate Jesus. Otherwise, they would have received him as savior. They cannot appreciate the cross. Otherwise, they would have been born again. They don't know it. I don't mean that they don't know it mentally. They don't know it spiritually. Their eyes have not been opened to it. But you and I, our eyes have been opened to it. That is why God expects a higher version of worship that we call kingdom worship. Hallelujah. So it is okay to thank God and to praise God for looking after you while you slept. Now I want to get into some waters, you know, because I must bring it home to you. We are looking at the features of what? Kingdom worship, how it is like. I have proved it to you from scripture upon scripture. Now that is how the center of the worship in heaven is like. That is the whole thing that initiates worship in heaven. When everything is quiet, but the Lamb comes and he takes it, boom, and the worship starts based upon the Lamb and what he has done. Hallelujah. But unbelievers, they don't know what the Lamb has done. So when the unbelievers get to church, when they come among us, they are going to praise God for what? Protecting them while they slept. So the Christian's worship must go beyond. Lord, I thank you that when I traveled to the U.S., you protected me in the plane. There was no crash, although there was devil. You have brought me. Lord, I thank you that when I slept, the devil didn't eat beans on me. You understand that expression? The devil didn't eat beans on me. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, that is the heart of our worship. That is the heart of the worship of kingdom people. Oh. But they are worshiping like people who do not know the kingdom, who do not know the king of the kingdom, who do not appreciate kingdom worship the way it is done in heaven. But God put it in the Bible. He put it in Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ, so that we will know Jesus and how we must conduct our worship here above that of unbelievers who just thank and praise God that they slept and they woke up. They thank God for providing food for them. They thank God for the children he has given to them. Shelter he has given to them. Cars. They thank God, praise God. Some people worship God for their jobs. I worship you. What a job you have given me. I'm able to do this. I'm able to do that. Some people, they thank God, praise God, for their thriving businesses, the money, the travel opportunities. Come and see. It becomes the basis. Lord, you opened a miracle for me to go to UK. It becomes the basis for their worship when they come here. Jesus has nothing to do with it. They are worshiping like unbelievers. They are worshiping like people who don't know the Lamb, who don't know, oh, hallelujah, who do not cherish our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. But I want you to understand something. Listen carefully to me before I misunderstood. Before Jesus came into inverted commas, there were cars. Before Jesus Christ came, there were houses. God was providing houses for people under the law. God was providing houses. They were not living on trees. They were living in homes. Before Jesus came, there were businesses. So why did Jesus come? Did he come so that we will go back and worship like the time he was? The time worship was before he came. Before Jesus Christ came, were there no clothing? Were people not wearing clothing? So what is the difference Jesus brought? Did he bring clothing? Did he bring cars? Did he bring business? No, he brought something that is higher, that we have to acknowledge and not deny it. Otherwise, we render Jesus and the cross nothing right in the midst of the church. And we call it worship. Hallelujah. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, let me disturb you another more, if there is anything like that. Do you know that whether people like it or not, directly and indirectly, everybody on this earth worships God. Yeah, they can deny it is there is no God or whatever thing, but directly and indirectly, the Bible says, Malachi 1:11, all the ends of the earth, they acknowledge me. Directly and indirectly, all of them, they worship God. Directly and indirectly, every creature, all creation worships God. Let me make it worse. Do you know that whether the devil likes it or not, he worships God? Read the book of Mark chapter 5. The Bible says that the demon in the demoniac came and worshipped him, saying, "We know you. You are the Son of God." And those things that he said, he even said that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Before Peter in Matthew 16 had that revelation that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Even demons worship him. Even demons, they worship him. In the book of Luke chapter 8 verse 28, we see the same thing. The demons will come and kneel before him and worship him, acknowledging him, "You are the Son of God." But listen, do we call their worship kingdom worship? No. Hallelujah. Kingdom worship is acknowledging Jesus and the blood that was slain for us. Hallelujah. The Bible says that, do you believe that there is one God? Says that you do well. The devils also believe and they tremble. You know what that one means? It is not enough to say I'm a believer. The devil also believes. But the difference is that he just trembles. We should believe and do things the way God wants it done. God, does God want us to believe and just literally tremble? Is emotional, getting emotional. Does God want us to believe and just shake and tremble and have goose pimples? No. He wants us to believe and worship him after the manner which is done in the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. So our praises must go beyond, and our worship and our thanksgiving, it must go beyond. Look at the book of Philippians chapter 3. It must go beyond thanking God for your wife, for the birthday of your children, for your new job, for a travel opportunity. It must go beyond that. Pastor, are you saying that when we come to church, we shouldn't acknowledge all these things, the air that God gave us, the food God gave us, and the protection? No, I am not saying that. I'm saying that that is a low type, that is of the earth. He wants us to go beyond that. Hallelujah. And go to the core of kingdom worship, which is Jesus and what he has done. Look at Philippians chapter 3, verse 1. Philippians chapter 3, verse 1. Says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Can we all say rejoice in the Lord? Rejoice. Do you know what this means? He is not telling you to rejoice in your travel, to rejoice in how luxurious your car is, rejoice in your job, rejoice in your school, rejoice in the food you are eating. He says, rejoice in the Lord. This is talking about Jesus. Rejoice in Jesus. For me to write the same thing to you, it is not tedious, but for you, it is safe. Can we all say it is safe? Says that, look, I've told you this before, but to tell you again that your joy must be in the Lord, it is safe. Otherwise, you will go into what we call idolatry. You will slip from safety into idolatry, where your worship is to the things which are provided by God and not to God. To Jesus, the things he provided, and not to Jesus himself and what he has done. What he has done, referring to the cross, his sacrifice. Let's finish the reading. Beware of the dogs, beware of the evil workers, beware of the mutilation. Verse 3, these are ways that people were worshiping. He said, beware of them, beware of the mutilation. You know, some people, they were cutting themselves in sacrifice to God. He said, beware of the mutilations. These are not correct. He says that because we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. says that we are the circumcision. Our brand of worship is of the kingdom. We rejoice in Jesus, not rejoicing in breakthrough, not rejoicing because your wife has brought forth. Hallelujah. Pastor, should I be annoyed that my wife has brought forth? No, you should not be annoyed. You must get into that kingdom mode where you go beyond that. Hallelujah. Unbelievers, as for them, they don't know Jesus. They don't know the blood that was slain and the implication. So if they don't worship him, Jesus and the blood, is okay. But those of us who know Jesus, who know that he took all our sins, we must do something. That is why God requires that of his kingdom people. That is why we must all grow from religious worship into what? Kingdom worship. Hallelujah. Rejoice in Christ Jesus. Rejoice in who? When you see him, let him be your joy. Not the car he gave you your joy. Not even, please don't misunderstand me. Not even the protection he gave you your joy, but himself your joy. He repeated, he said, rejoice in the, again I'm saying to you, rejoice in what? The Lord. Because that is us. We worship God in a certain manner. We are not like the people of the world. Our worship, it goes through all these things. It comes to the core of it, and it stays at the core of it, which is what? Jesus Christ and what he has done. Specifically, his sacrifice on the cross for us. Now, let's break down what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. Of course, we all know that he took our place. He was our substitute. In our text that I read to you, said that Christ, who is, oh, hallelujah, who is our life. Jesus is our life. Wonderful. We know on the cross, he took our place. He was our replacement. He was our substitute. He took all our bad things. All the things. He didn't commit any bad thing, no. But God put all the bad things, past, present, future, upon him. Until he didn't just carry sins, but he became sin for us. And we who did not do any good thing, who were sinning and all that, he took his righteousness, and without our being doers of righteousness, we became the righteousness. Not just that we do righteousness, but we became, or we become, the righteousness of God. Like he became sin, we also become righteousness. Hallelujah. Not because we did it, but because he graciously gave it unto us. That is what we know happened on the cross. Now there are effects of this thing. One effect of Jesus' cross is that he took our poverty and gave us prosperity. Not so. But your focus is not on the prosperity, but on him whose death, whose blood procured for you prosperity. The Bible says that we know the grace of our Lord Jesus, that although he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might become rich. Riches doesn't come by your hard work. It doesn't come by the nation in which you are. It came because Jesus Christ was made poor on the cross. So give the credit properly. Hallelujah. So, Pastor, are you saying that now when we come, we are worshiping God for prosperity, for the cars, for the building, for the travel, for this, for children, for protection, and all that? No. We are worshiping God. We are worshiping Jesus, the giver. Hallelujah. He is the focus of it. He is the focus. Can we all say focus? He is the focus of our worship. He is the focus. Lest we slip into idolatry. Idolatry is where Jesus, because he died on the cross, he provides prosperity to you as a believer, and you have got businesses and cars and buildings and connections all over the earth, and now your focus is all on the result of the blood and not on Jesus and his blood. Hallelujah! Don't get confused. He took our sicknesses, the second benefit of the cross. He took our sicknesses and gave us his health. Do we worship health? Do we worship for the health? Yes and no. Yes, because we acknowledge that the blood gave us what? Health. By his stripes, we are healed. But healing or health doesn't become the focus. The focus is the giver of the healing. The giver. One time God gave Isaac to Abraham, and he wanted to test Abraham to see whether he will stick to the gifts or he will still cherish and obey the giver. He tied Isaac on the stakes. Abraham said, Lord, I believe. I believe you. I love you. I will sacrifice that which you yourself you have given me, because you are better to me than Isaac. You are better to me than health. Because some of you, because you are sick small, you won't worship God because your practically your body is in sickness. It's not healed.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Still love and worship the giver of health. Hallelujah. That is why it is dangerous for you to focus on the results of the blood, like prosperity, like healing, like blessing for your cares and all those kind of things. Shame, glory for your shame, troubles for peace for your confusion, all of the benefit. It is very dangerous for you to say, well, I am worshiping God because of this. What about the time that it gets ruffled? There is no basis for worshiping God. You see that basis is sinking sand. He is the foundation. There is one foundation God has laid. There's no other foundation that anyone can lay except that which has been laid, which is Jesus Christ. He is the basis of our worship. And his blood is the basis of our worship. When we gather and we worship Jesus and his blood, ladies and gentlemen, the angels of God will say, hey, let's go down. There is no difference between the worship happening in this church and the one that we do in heaven. They flow. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor, are you saying that we shouldn't thank God for our protection and all those things? No, I'm not saying that. Please do, because you are a human being. But much more than being a human being, you have been elevated by that Jesus factor. So honor Jesus. That's all I'm saying. And his blood. Because that is what heaven acknowledges. That is what is going to be the foundation for the blessings that comes into your life. Sometimes we want to stay in our comfort zone, the places that we are used to. It flows. When you miraculously bring forth, you thank God. Not so. It's natural. The unbeliever thanks God. The believer thanks God. True. Some of you are with unbelievers. Sometimes even when God does things for them, the donation they give is more than God doing the same thing for you. What does it mean? Ladies and gentlemen, they can cut their throat and do whatever thing. But you see, the kind of worship that God likes is the one that acknowledges his son and his sacrifice for us. Not the worship for clothes, because before Jesus Christ came, there were clothes. In fact, go and ask Solomon. He had better clothing than you, practically. By faith, we are better clothed. Hallelujah. One day I'll teach you something. But I'm gradually building you to a certain point where you can take it, because it is going to change your ambassadorial role and understanding on this earth. You will see suddenly that heaven is very friendly with you. You see that without struggling, heaven visits you. Heaven opens your eyes. Heaven blesses you. Sometimes even effortlessly. Because that's the place We are in a place of rest. We are seated. We are not standing and running helter-skelter. We are seated. It's a position of what? It's not sleeping, no. Seated. It's a position of what? Rulership. Rulership. Kingdom. Dominion. That's the place you are. Stop running around like an unbeliever. Stop doing it like an unbeliever. Go beyond it. Hallelujah. So we have learned one feature of kingdom worship. Acknowledging Jesus and his sacrifice for us. He is better to us than 10 children. You didn't say amen to that.
Amen.
That's the problem. We don't rejoice in Jesus. He is better to us than traveling to every 7 continents of the world.
Amen.
He is better. And he wants us to worship him because we think he is better. Unbelievers don't think like that. But we cherish him more than all the things we can ever, even more than life. Pastor, be careful. I'm being very careful. Because some people think that you are better off because you are alive than the believer who died. Ladies and gentlemen, in Christ Jesus, whether we live or we die, we are in the same place called the kingdom. To be honest, the believer who died is better off than you. Pastor, are you saying we should all die? What I'm saying is that don't let the fact that you slept and woke up, and the unbeliever slept and woke up. The unbeliever is thanking God that, Lord, you protected me from witches when I woke up. And then you say, Lord, I thank you, you protected me from witches when I woke up. Please, can you do something different? Can you do something that is higher? Wasn't God protecting people from witches before Jesus came? What is the result of Jesus' coming? What is the Jesus factor? He wants us to cherish him like Abraham did, than your job, than all the luxury cars, than 10,000 husbands, than 10,000 children, than your clothes, than anything. He and his blood, not the results, should be the focus of our worship as kingdom people in kingdom worship. God bless.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.